Hi dear.
Fox at longlivedogs.com.
Can you hear me?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. The biggest free country concert ever is almost here. All thanks to attorney Dan Newland.
What's happening, Orlando? Today is the end of November. The boys, Kobe King, Trey Atkins, and Clay Walker are coming to you. This is a report all thanks to your good friend, attorney Dan Newland. We'll see you at the show, baby. Let's get it rocking, man. All the
this year, don't just get ready, get holiday ready. And the only.
Can you hear me, dear?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, we're good to go.
Okay.
Testing, testing.
That's so odd. I mean, what was it? 10 seconds?
She was almost to the sidewalk.
I went out and got me one.
I can get one. Lay it out. There's no more out there.
Oh.
Actually, yeah, apparently. Well, before I read it and took that course, I thought, oh man, I'm not even going to be able to have a coffee, you know? Until most people left. Then I should say, I don't know.
That's the
it's
one of their things that they...
Okay, so what you doing with that?
No.
Okay, what are we doing with the 10th? Anything? Trustee Zapata.
Well, our... Looks like we're going to close on the other house.
You'll probably make it a week for that. Is that your nephew?
My best friend.
You just have to turn the sound up. I brought my other phone just for the heck of it.
He's on the
my massage phone.
Lindsay Court and Holiday Park.
In case it lasts a little too long, I need a little.
Blue-gray on it.
That's it. That's what my back, that's what operates.
He's getting a hell of a bargain.
Stimulator.
Intense?
You help.
It's like a TENS on steroids. Yep.
That's nice.
That is.
Well, like I told you, I wanted to get out of it with what I put into it.
Now, if I brought the thing for this meeting, it would be good.
So that was good with that.
Still a lot of papers here for this meeting.
Still getting around good.
Maybe it's in with this.
She sang your two songs at karaoke last night.
Uh-huh.
A withered dog.
This is going to be a bit.
But good songs. She sang My Girl.
I don't think they have
one. I remember the other. Both good songs I grew up with.
Her daughter, great. She's 22nd, right? October 25th. No, that one's a fool, the 25th.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I don't have it. Big one.
Yeah.
I thought I had it.
We weren't sure.
No.
I'm wondering who these people are.
This is from last meeting.
Are you on?
I don't.
Sherry.
I think where she goes, she doesn't have internet.
I don't.
No, they're way up in here.
This is stuck together.
Well, the hill's right around the other end. Been up there many, many times.
I don't have it either.
I'm just wondering who they are and why can we see them?
Because she's pretty and gentle.
Right, but who are
they? I couldn't get out. I left my key at the house.
And so they set
I
it
off for today. Tonight. I don't know if it was in there now or not.
Just a reminder to ask you to turn off.
Forward. It's got to come up. It's got to come up. Okay.
Just a reminder. Is that coming through? Yes? Okay. Just a reminder to ask you to turn off cell phones or any other kind of devices that will beep us awake. I'd like to call the meeting to order of the Port Malabar Holiday Park Mobile Home Park Recreation District on November 22nd, 2021, 7:01. We all have different needs. We have different things to be thankful for. We have different things that we may need as blessings. So I would again ask you to have a prayer individually, and then we'll move on with our business. So bow your head and take care of your needs.
Okay. Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I would ask the Secretary Pro Tem to call roll.
Chairman Jack Emmerich.
Here.
First Vice Chairman Carol Summers, present. Secretary Cheryl Moore, absent. Treasurer Keith Richter.
Here.
Trustee Paul Goblick.
Here.
Trustee Richard Brooks.
Here.
Trustee Karen Allen.
Present.
Trustee Gary Vincent.
Present.
Trustee Terry Steimer.
Here.
We are also being joined this evening by our district manager, Cherie Morris. Welcome. I need an agenda, please.
Secretary.
I would like to also recognize Officer Moore, who is here in attendance from Palm Bay Police Department. I said I would like to acknowledge the presence of Officer Moore from the Palm Bay Police Department, who's with us this evening. I think it's obvious. Maybe it's not. But sometimes things get out of hand, and it's nice to have that presence here.
Amen.
Now I would like to go on with chairman's announcements. How many of you, show of hands, were at the Friday night park meeting? Okay. I attended knowing I wouldn't say a thing at the meeting. I was an observer. I would caution you to search things out for yourself. Don't necessarily swallow hook, line, and sinker what someone else says. I'd like to cite a couple of examples. As my wife and I were walking the other day, a resident on the route that we happen to be going on asked me a question about deed restrictions. She said, I was told if we changed the deed restriction about who collects our taxes, we could stand to lose our homes. Now, where does that come from? She said, is that true? I said, no. The moderator on Friday night kept saying, Palm Bay does such a good job collecting our taxes. Do you want somebody in our office to do this? Then if you answered no, you should know how to vote, was the inference made by the moderator. Well, I would like to point out to the moderator, as well as to you, that Palm Bay has nothing to do with it. It is the job of the Brevard County Tax Collector's Office. If you're looking for proof of my statement, look at your tax bill and see where you send it. It's not Palm Bay. As you look at tonight's agenda, you see we are revisiting the street sweeping of the park. Terry has sent a memo to the board that, and it appears that he understands what was wrong with the approach made at the last meeting. If an item is not on the agenda, or it is not added at the outset of the meeting and chairman's announcements, you cannot bring it up for action. So as somebody capably pointed out after the meeting to me, you know, this was 45 minutes spent on an issue that we really shouldn't have been dealing with. And I said, I don't know why. I didn't catch that because you have heard me make announcements about chairman announcements, adding things to the agenda for quite some time. But somehow or other, there was a brain lapse and I missed that. I apologize. And I hope now that we all are aware of this and we won't be repeating this again. So if there are things that aren't on the agenda, board members, if you want to speak to it on the agenda, it needs to get into my announcements. And again, I would say to board people, you know we have to have the agenda out a week in advance. So if you want it there, you need to get it to me on the Monday before. So our next meeting is December 13th. If it wants to get onto the agenda, it has to be in my hands by noon on that Monday. We have open seats for alternates on the ACC board. Dave Curtis is one of our candidates and Mike Johnson is another. Dave is here tonight and I just have another realization that our secretary is not here, so I don't know that we'll be able to swear anybody in tonight. So Dave, we may have to hold you for board activity until the 13th. Pardon me? Yeah, but I don't have the oath of office. I don't have a copy of that. I don't know if, Cherie, do you have a? Okay, well, we'll go with the flow on that. Mike Johnson will be acted on by the board at a later date. He is out of town for Thanksgiving, and when he gets back in the park, we'll take action on his. This is an alternate seat on the ACC board. I talked to Gary Vincent today and asked him if he would accept the nomination to be our board representative to the ACC. And he said that would be something he could do. So he will serve as our liaison, attending meetings and bringing items back to us as they are discussed by the ACC board. For the board members, Rick Brooks's memo regarding a bylaw change will go to the December 13th meeting. I think that takes care of all announcements from the chairman.
Excuse me, I have a question. The ACC report, is that going to be brought to us by our representative or by Ron? I mean, when we, you say.
When we get back to that situation? I don't know if Ron wants to stay as the reporter for the ACC at board meetings. Okay. It's probably good to have it straight from the people that are on the ground with that whole issue. Dave, I know you're here. Would you step up to the front? I think we can handle this.
Michael's gonna go up a bit. The ACC, right?
I'd like to make a motion that we approve the nomination of Mr. David Curtis as an alternate to the board of the ACC.
I second. Go ahead.
Oh, so you would be the full member?
Ron, could I ask Ron a question?
They can do that. Did one resign?
I'm not close enough.
No.
Round foot 214 Holiday Park.
We just appoint them to the board or get them on the board. Don't you say whether they're alternates or regulars?
Well, right now, technically, we have an opening for two alternates. And Harry requested it at our last meeting. I forgot to tell Jack. Harry would like to go back as an alternate. And then
but can't Dave you do that at your next meeting?
Well, we just wanted to put it on the record. That's all. You know?
Okay.
It's not.
Well, normally, we don't do that. You do that in-house when somebody retires.
Okay. Well, we just wanted to make it official. That's all. We don't want any complaints.
So we have a motion and second. Okay. We're not ready for that yet. This is Dave's letter. I, Dave Curtis, 1130 Seminole Court, would like to be considered as an alternate seat on the ACC board here at Holiday Park. I feel my background could be beneficial to the board. My wife, Kathy, and I have now lived in the park 2 years as of this coming year. Past experience as owner and operator of D&K Home Services from 1990 to 2000, home remodeling for major realtors in the Palm Bay area, Brevard County. National sales manager for Auto Trader Publications, Clearwater, Florida, responsible for national sales market for the company 2000 to 2004. Regional sales manager for Distribution Services, National Enquirer Publications. I was in charge of the New England state sales and distribution of the publication and district manager under me. District sales manager for Miller Brewing / Gallo Wines in Augusta, Maine. General worker for H.L. Poland Builders in Augusta, Maine, a family-owned business. Thank you for your consideration, Dave Curtis. Anything else you want to share with us, Dave?
No, that pretty much covers it.
Okay.
The H.L. Poland is a family-owned thing.
Poland, okay. Board members have any questions for Dave?
No.
Okay. All in favor, raise your right hand. All opposed? Okay. Welcome. And now, the challenge.
Yep. Let's go for it.
Repeat after me. I do solemnly swear.
I do solemnly swear.
That I will support, protect, and defend.
Support, protect, and defend.
The Constitution and government.
Constitution and government.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
And of the state of Florida.
And of the state of Florida.
That I am duly qualified to hold office under the Constitution of the state.
I am duly
qualified
to hold office under the laws and state of Florida and whatever.
And that I will well and faithfully.
And that I will and faithfully
perform the duties of ACC member.
Perform the duties of an ACC member
of the Port Malabar Holiday Park.
Of Port Malabar Holiday Park.
Mobile Home Park Recreation District.
Mobile Home Park Recreational District.
Thank you for stepping forward. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Moving to item 6 on the agenda, approval of the meeting minutes for November 8th.
I'd like to make a motion that we approve the minutes as presented.
There's a correction on the minutes.
Correction on the minutes, okay.
There should be a statement or addition to a resident stated that at a previous meeting that Kay Allen said that she was told which seat to run for. Could you hear me? Can't figure out where the on off switch on this thing is. Okay, that better? Yeah, I love these things. Okay, again, to state it, a resident stated that at a previous meeting, Kay Allen said she was told to she was told which seat to run for. Sorry, I'm messing this up. But this was, I was asked to add that.
It is in the minute.
No. Not unless it was added since.
Just to clarify, please, it's on the third page of the minutes toward the bottom where it says Karen Allen said she was told which seat to run for.
That's second page.
Then that apparently I don't have comment.
It's on the second page.
Apparently I don't have
under public comment.
Yeah, under public comment.
Apparently I don't have the right one.
All right, thank you. I bet it is, and I'll make sure you get a new copy.
I second the motion to approve the minutes.
Chief. I have had a question under 11. Is that a clear statement? This was from Cherie's report. And the first part was about the garbage in the back pond. Do not feed the animals. This can cause a mess with the aeration system. Addendum regarding staff being harassed, resident harassing a worker and name calling. There was chaos from the audience. Mr. Wayne Adams was asked to leave the meeting because of his conduct. It seems to me that if you were just reading this, you wouldn't necessarily associate the previous two sentences as the cause for Wayne Adams being asked to leave. It is not tied into the resident harassing and worker name calling. I think that should be clear.
Did you want to change it?
Well, after resident, could we say Mr. Wayne Adams? Resident, Mr. Wayne Adams was harassing a worker and name calling. There was chaos in the audience. Mr. Wayne Adams was asked to leave. Allegedly what?
Harassing.
Carol, did you get that rereading?
So it should read, this can mess with the new aeration, and then there's a addendum regarding staff being harassed. Resident, it should say resident Wayne Adams.
Why don't you leave out resident, replace resident with Wayne Adams?
Just Wayne Adams? Wayne Adams allegedly, and we're not saying regardless because it is, nobody heard it other than a few that may have, so we want to make sure that we word right. Allegedly harassed a worker. I want to make sure I'm reading this right, and called him names. And as such, there was chaos within the audience. and Mr. Wayne Adams was asked to leave the meeting because of his conduct. Is that acceptable?
Sounds good.
Is that acceptable for the who made the motion?
Carol.
Carol made the motion.
Yes, it is acceptable.
And you
for
seconded
me.
It, Keith.
I agree, yeah.
Okay. Okay. All in favor, raise. Sorry.
Net Regus 409 Holiday. I would also like to have the minutes reflect that our district manager also named the resident who is throwing spoiled vegetables into the pond. She named that person. I think that should be in the record also.
It might be mentioned that the residents, many, were sort of insisting that she give that name out, which she said everybody knows, but at some point she relented and gave the name. That's right.
So we're adding Kathy Sentner's name to the... That have the approval of the...
How is that being stated?
I can add it in. It says, garbage in the back pond, do not feed the animals. This can mess with the new aeration system. And then we can put it in as, during that ensued discussion, the district manager did name Kathy, Sentner as the person who threw the garbage in the pond.
I don't know who's up talking to me.
Please come up.
I don't think.
I believe that the original complaint was that there were two women that did it. Yes, ma'am.
But there was only one name mentioned.
In the district manager's report.
Are we set to vote on this now? All in favor with the amended items being into the minutes, raise your right hand. Opposed? Okay.
Vote passed 8-0.
8-0. Keith, we're ready for your treasurer's report.
Okay. The treasurer's report is our first month of October. As you can see, our total income being very small because nobody's paid their fees yet for this year. So we got $2,884. Expenses are very large though, for $236,501 because we paid the rest of the sidewalk off in this month, which was an infrastructure. So we had passed last year. We finished paying it in October, though. And that mostly, if you look on the outline out there, it's under infrastructure that was like $140,000 of that is for there. So the net income for this month was a minus $233,617. Okay. Same thing on the year-to-date total income is $2,884. Taking that away from the budget amount of $1,330,808 at the top, our anticipated income in the middle column there is still $1,327,924. So therefore, we have got 0.2% of our budget in now, which is way below. If we were equal, it would be 8% of our budget would be in for 1 month. Okay, total expenses are $236,501. Anticipated, again, subtracting it from the budget number at the top, we anticipate another $1,094,307 of expenses, which is 17% of our budget, which is way over because of that infrastructure payment. Our balances in our checking accounts and all of our liquid assets, cash, right now we have on hand $934,544. Questions? I have some from Sherry Moore. If I can find them, she had emailed me three questions. One thing she had asked about the repair and maintenance on the pickup was still above budget. We'd only budgeted 150. And the reason we have usually not spent that much, but the last 2 years, we spent 600 2 years ago, and we had 150 there, which was over budget. So we thought we were doing pretty good because we don't use a pickup very much. Last year, we spent 1,800 because we had to buy new tires. We didn't go look at the tires. We did a tune-up. Can't remember a lot of stuff. Brakes. Okay. So we thought, oh, okay, now it's fixed. We'll be at our 150. Well, guess what? The serpentine belt went out this year. We hadn't replaced that. So I'm hoping that this everything is fixed on this pickup. We don't use it a whole lot, so we didn't think we would have that much repair, because tires should last 2 or 3 years and stuff like that. And that's why we left it. She was asking why we left it 150. We were thinking we had everything, but maybe we don't. Costs going up. We thought we'd cover everything. And the last thing, I'm leaving Sheree, it says, where are the reserve line items? This board approved. We need these. And Sheree is talking with the auditor. You have some questions to him. Can you fill us in?
I'm still waiting to hear back from the auditor. We want to know if we have to open up a separate account rather than the two that we have, and put the funds for the reserves in that account. I don't think so, but I want to make sure we get a definite answer from him before we earmark. We can earmark the money. We just don't know for positive sure if we have to open up a separate account. I don't think we do, but I want to get it straight from the auditor.
Any other questions?
Looking for a motion to file for audit.
I move.
Karen moved. Second?
I'll second.
Paul seconded. Any questions?
Yeah, it would have been beneficial if we had that. I didn't check my mailbox as I walked in, but I did check it somewhere around 4 o'clock.
I noticed that they were all in there the end of last week, I think. I'll put it this way. I got mine from there, and there were several other boxes that had them. So they may not have, I don't know, but we usually do. And it usually has this and the back. Also, it is online.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, I'll make sure you get it.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, all in favor of filing his report for audit, raise your right hand. Opposed? 8-0.
The vote passed, 8-0.
All right, Sheree, the district manager's report.
Okay, Doug's Concrete has removed that horrible hump in the middle of the road by the gatehouse and poured concrete. We have the new plastic reflective poles that we will be installing there for more safety. Kendall Signs will be here next week to install the board for the electronics for the LED sign. Cheryl Duane and I took a tour of the ditches and grates on the major roadways. They're draining fine, Duane is clearing the areas in the back end of Moonlight, Greenview, and Sunflower. Flawless will be dredging and cleaning the areas from the storage compound to Blossom when they dry out some more. We will be planting three large
Excuse me, Sheree. I have a question about the comment there that you all inspected the ditches and grates on the major roads. They are draining fine. Did that include the trailer access, the south trailer access?
No. You're talking about over by
the gate.
The entrance gate. No, we did not check that one. All of the major roadways in the community, we did. We did not check that one.
But you will.
Yeah. I thought we were gonna planned on putting a French drain in there.
Well, French drains are in there, but that's just a band-aid. That's not a long-term fix.
Okay. I think that's something we need to talk to Palm Bay about as well.
Well, it's not theirs.
Okay.
I checked with them. So it's something that needs to be inspected by somebody who's knowledgeable and that kind of thing.
Will do.
Okay.
We will be planting three large palm trees between the bocce court and the shuffleboard courts. We're going to use the crushed oyster shells, coquina shells that's been sitting there for several years. Anyway, there's going to be three palm trees, which will provide some shade for the players. It's going to look really nice. And then we'll take the crushed coquina, and put them between the trees. And then on either end of the bocce courts in-house, we're going to put some pavers. So it'll be a walkway for folks to get to either end of the bocce courts. It's going to look really nice. Anyway, we're working on that. I spoke to the city of Palm Bay, and I told them that the sound wall, actually, let me begin. I'll start from the beginning. I called DOT, Department of Transportation, inquiring about them cleaning the sound wall and just hoping that they would bend a little bit with us. Well, they informed me that they no longer have responsibility. They turned it over to the city of Palm Bay. I spoke with Public Works. I spoke with Joan Uncala, who we've been working with on the Palm Bay homes. She's now the deputy manager for the city of Palm Bay. She turned me over to the city works, and I believe they're going to clean the sound wall for us. Yay. So when they clean their side on 95, they're going to go ahead and clean ours. So before they start really thinking about this, I'm pushing them real hard. So hopefully within a month, we'll have that done. Both sides. To date, Cummings Pest Control has trapped a big orange cat, a big brown cat, one coon, and one possum. Two coons and one possum. You know, if you don't feed the cats, they will go away. And it's just costing the park more money every time someone feeds the cats. So I can't stress it enough. You know, we can trap them, relocate them, but it's going to be never ending if folks continue to feed these cats. Well, that's a constant. I don't, the cats aren't going to eat the garbage that the coons are going to eat. And cats are more like pets. So the folks that are feeding the cats, they may not go in their homes, but they're still depending on them for food. So I can't stress that enough. The cabinets and electrical outlets are installed in the lobby. The emergency lights will be hardwired on the wall between the two bathrooms. Custom marble and granite ink from Home Depot will be here December 22nd to measure the countertops. We are getting reimbursed $2,500 for all of our attorney's fees from the Buffalo Bill LLC. That would be for 441 Holiday Park Boulevard and 1083 Greenview. 437 Holiday Park is vacant. It's pretty bad. It's downright disgusting. I am in constant contact with Huntington Bank and will keep the trustees informed as to when the home may go to auction, at which time we will be invoicing them for attorney's fees and any other costs that we incurred. We have sent all of our records management statements to Tallahassee. That's one thing off of our plates. And I just wanted to bring it up to the board for their discussion. Christmas is coming up. You might want to discuss what you want to do for the staff Christmas bonuses and Christmas party. And that's all I have for now.
If they don't feed the cats will eat the rats. I watched them this summer. So don't feed the cats.
We can only hope, Rick.
Saving money. Don't have to bring the guy in to get the rats because the cats ate them.
Don't feed the cats.
I saw it, so I know what happened.
You saw a cat eat a rat?
Yep.
Nice.
Right near the house where the squatter was.
Was it a cat or a bobcat?
No, it was a cat. A big black and white cat.
Ooh.
It was hungry.
Cherie, is the Bushco palm tree thing something that should be added to the agenda?
It's under $1,000, so I didn't think that we needed to have an action for that. It needs something. It's so boring back there. And we need something that's low maintenance. It's not going to require irrigation. These are hardy. they're huge. They're tall. They're grand. We'll need to water them for the first month or so, but they are they're mature.
Any questions for Cherie? If not, we'll move on to item 9. Street sweeper revisited. Terry, is this something we're still looking to do at a future date, to sweep the streets before we stripe?
Yes.
Okay, so we should pursue this.
Yes, next year. But I did call the contractor who gave the bid for the street sweeping Tuesday a week ago and canceled the bid.
Okay. So we don't need to take any action now?
No.
It's delayed. Okay.
I do want to add one thing. I don't know if we're ready for this, Terry, but we did an analysis of the cost.
Yes. Well, that's on the next subject.
Okay. I'm sorry. I thought you were going to let it go till next year. I think it's something.
No, I thought the residents ought to know what it costs us to get the streets striped. Yeah, that's
they're like that. Okay, I got it.
Are you ready for that report?
Yeah.
That would be Jack.
You're talking about item B on the agenda.
Yes.
Striping?
Striping, yes.
Yes. Yeah.
I'd like to present some facts and pricing you should be aware of. I'm talking to you, the residents, but of course the board needs to know. But I'm talking to you. This is relative to the striping completed last spring by myself, Jose, and Dwayne, and Cheryl's husband on a volunteer basis. He helped us. The cost to you, the resident, was minimal. There is no charge for me. Jose and Dwayne will get paid whether they are working with me or not. So I counted it as a no labor cost to do this. We did not stripe the gate area after the yellow crosswalk. We discovered the exit lane did not hold the paint we were using. The paint would fade rapidly. The incoming lane held the paint as advertised. I called and met with the regional manager of Sherwin-Williams,
about the problem and asked for a recommendation. I was told because the exit lane was lighter than the incoming lane in color, the incoming lane is darker. The material or method of surfacing was different. We should upgrade with a better quality paint. We did, and used the upgraded paint to stripe the development. We did not go back and restripe the gate area. The reason is it is a process. The gate area needs to be closed, and we'd have to direct traffic through the south trailer entrance. The gate area would be closed about 4 hours. I would think also, this is just something to consider, the gate area maybe should be seal coated to have the same base coat to start off with. And the figures, the arrows, the exits, the do not enters would all be brighter. So although Jose, Dwayne, and I have no experience with seal coating, if you decided to do that, we would figure it out. So based on the in-house price and quality of the job versus an outside bid, which I just got, I would think we would be your best bet. That's if you want to decide between us and an outside contractor.
Come on, kitty, kitty.
I can testify the previous job that we did was excellent. We would schedule it for the spring. So the total cost of striping the development, excluding the gate, the entry gate, was $2,007.85. We used 65 gallons, 20 gallons of yellow and 45 gallons of white. 1 5-gallon container of the yellow and the white were left over for touch-up purposes. Glass beads, 60-pound bag, there's 10 pounds left. The job began approximately 4:14, and the job ended approximately 5:10. Now, this additional add-on stripes, which is what they are at this point in time, if you want to do them for next season, that's the stripe that runs around the park on both sides of the streets. Our cost is $2,000. That's 31,000 linear feet, take about 90 gallons. Now, this is the bid by the outside contractor for striping the regular the stop bars, the arrows, the exits, and all those things, plus including another two or three crosswalks. He's charging us $2,880. Now he's $800 higher than us on that item. To stripe the stripes that go around the park, we would charge $2,000. He wants $7,260. So that's a $5,000 increase. My thinking is that's where he's making his money, because he's not going to make any serious money on $2,800, really. Not serious money. So, you know, I'm going to leave it all up to you to make a determination next year. You want us to continue striping, or do you want to consider a bid to stripe? Now, keep in mind, when we striped the development, we two-coated it. We two-coated everything. And the reason for that was it was in bad shape, terrible shape. Hadn't been striped for a while. Everything was fading. Some of it was almost, the arrows were almost gone. Some of the exits were almost gone. The stop bars, you know what stop bars is, right? Everybody know what stop bars is? Okay, stop bars are those white things that stick off from the stop sign, say at the cul-de-sacs. Pretty much every cul-de-sac has one, all right. They were deteriorated. So that's why we two-coated it. So there could be another savings for you, since to do this properly, you'd have to just one coat it every year. So the next time, if we coat it, we would just one coat it. So you're talking then about 45 gallons, which would talk about $1,000 rather than $2,000. something to consider. And that's my report on that. Any questions?
I got a question. So what's the total savings?
The total savings to us, if we did it the way that versus the bid, would be $5,800 if we did it. Anything else? Joanne, you got a question?
Joanne Gagan, 241 Berry Court. You got one bid. Yeah. So if that's something you're going to present to the trustees, because they're the ones that are going to vote on it, we're not. They have to vote. You have to vote on it.
Yeah.
I thought we needed three bids.
There is no striping right now out for bid, Joanne, since we're going to be revisiting this.
Okay, so you're
going to
get three bids.
Next spring.
And then, you know, just make sure you have your, again, your warranties, your guarantees and all of that, and the name of the paint and, you know, comprehensive, so that the trustees have a clear idea and comparison for when they want to vote on that.
All right, just to let you know, Joanne, I'm as good a striper, if not a better striper, than anybody around here. Hey, just to let you know.
Terry, okay? I have a question, though.
Yes.
You're showing us what you would do and what a commercial person would do. Are you expecting us to bid on whether to set it out commercially or to you, since you are like 2,000?
I think that's going to be your decision. You may not like the work I do. You may not
no,
like
no, what
me
I'm saying is, if you're talking about putting the work off, but are we going to vote on whether to have it done in-house or commercially? And if we vote to do it commercially, we need three bids.
Yeah, but that's not going to happen tonight. Let's just revisit this next year.
We're just discussing it.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah. Okay, we good? I'm sorry. Yes.
Net Regas 409 Holiday. I know, having to do with the roads, I have a question for you, Terry.
Yes, yeah.
Out here in our parking lot was recently resurfaced, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
It wasn't, I don't know if you want to call that resurfaced. It was
coated.
Yeah.
Painted. Because I happen to notice, walking the perimeter of the park, and noticing the blacktop is starting to break off around a lot of the edges of where people turn and all.
You mean the asphalt is breaking off?
It's all starting to break apart now. Do you think we may have to do something about that too down the road?
Well, I think sometime, a point in time, it's going to have to be put new asphalt down. Yeah, absolutely. But I'm not the one to make that decision. You know what I mean?
I think, Annette, that's something that we had mentioned in the past, in our previous meeting, about putting that on our wish list of things to do, and start setting up the special accounts for that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Item C is a discussion. Basically, it's sharing information. Trustees, think about this now, so that before we end the meeting tonight, I can ask you if you are available on the 14th of December. That is the date we are going to be counting the ballots for the deed, or the whole deed restriction issue. So the last day that they can be postmarked is December 7th. And because of the nightmares you hear with Postal Service, the committee decided that it should give one extra week for them to get here from the far reaches of the universe. So the meeting will take place on the 14th. Now, I have a question in terms of, anybody have a clue as to the length of the procedure to get the, pardon me, all day? So we should think of starting at 9? Huh? Okay. Well, I want to know the time so I can tell these people.
Start in the morning.
9 a.m. till.
Go to the mic.
Just a minute.
Becky Ernest, 205 Burrell Circle. It's an observation, not actually a question. I think that the ballot box should be taken out of the hall after December 7th, because if they're postmarked, they can be counted. The ones that are here that are delivering them, it's over December 7th.
Okay, so.
I thought same thing. It's postmarked the 7th and brought in later. No, nothing can be turned into the office after the 7th. Just make it real clear, Cherie, on the 7th, if they turn it in, what's the last, give me a time they can turn it in to. The last, 4:30?
When somebody can physically.
Turn the ballot in on the 7th.
I would say 4:30 to be safe, yes.
What?
4:30.
4:30.
The reason I was asking board members, because we have to appoint two trustees and one independent person to tally. So I will ask at the end of the meeting, give you time to look at schedules and calendars and whatever of who are the volunteers, and I'll put the names down and then make a decision where we're going with that.
Jack, is the independent person, from my understanding, should that not be someone that is hired who is certified to, from the Board of Elections, who is certified to negate the vote and make sure that it's proper? Do we not pay for that independent person from the everything that I've read in the past, from the records on the deed restriction votes that I've seen in the past? It had to be someone that was hired by the park, and they have to be certified and authorized to validate the vote. And that's through the Board of Elections. So do we need to make certain that someone is hired for that and set it prior to? And they act as our independent judge, and they walk around and verify that everything is tallied and counted properly and legally. That's their purpose, correct? Okay.
So it comes from the Board of Elections.
Yes, sir. That's my understanding from what I've read and what I've gotten from the minutes from the past records. But when you guys and stuff, there had to be someone that was hired that was independent, and it was Board of Elections. Okay, my misunderstanding. That's what I read from the statutes and stuff.
In the past, we have had either the Board of Elections, the attorney's office, not necessarily the attorney, but somebody in their office, someone from our accounting office. Of course, that's on the other side of the coast, so maybe someone from our payroll office. It can be pretty much, it does not have to be just someone from the Board of Elections. But if we can get somebody from there, that's great.
But Becky, real quick, they're there to make sure all rules are followed, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
Bob?
First, are we taking public comments at this time?
No, we're not.
Oh, okay. I'll wait till then.
On the ballot.
Robert Shortledge, 190 Holiday Park Boulevard. I was watching the internet, both of our boards, and seen a lot of information going up about the vote. I decided I was going to investigate on my own. Now, I am not attacking anyone or nothing about this. I just want this vote done properly according to Florida statutes. The vote in its present form is illegal and should be null and void. I will explain why I make this statement. Holiday Park is a district of Florida. Therefore, must abide by all Florida laws and statutes. Florida statutes, Title 9, Electors and Elections, Chapter 101, Voting Methods and Procedures. This is the Florida statutes 101.6103. And where it says electors, since we are a district, I will be putting in the district. Except as otherwise provided in subsection 7, the district shall mail all official ballots with a secrecy envelope, a return mailing envelope, and instructions sufficient to describe the voting process to each elector entitled to vote in an election not sooner than 20 days before the election and not later than the 10th day before the date of the election. All such ballots shall be mailed by first class. Ballots shall be addressed to the elector at the address appearing in the registration records and placed in an envelope, which is promptly marked, "Do not forward." Upon receiving the ballot, the elector shall mark the ballot, place it in the secrecy envelope, sign the return mailing envelope supplied with the ballot, and comply with the instructions provided with the ballot. The elector shall mail, deliver, or have delivered the marked ballot so it reaches Holiday Park no later than 7 p.m. the day of the election. The ballot must be returned in the return mailing envelope. The return mailing envelope shall contain a statement in substantially the following form. This is what was inside of the envelope that I got. This is supposed to be the secrecy envelope. The reason why it's called a secrecy envelope, because it has nothing on it that can say that Robert Shortledge or Kathy Shortledge had voted in any way. It must be blank. That way, nobody can say I voted yes or I voted no. This address that's on here is supposed to be on the mailing ballot or address envelope that I mail back. That way, when they get it here, they can look at this and say, yes, he is an owner in this park. At that time, they will take the secrecy envelope out. They will have two boxes. They will put this in one box. They will put the secrecy envelope in another box, which has absolutely nothing on it, so nobody knows how anybody voted. Meanwhile, these two boxes will be in a secured area at all times. This is not a secured area the way we're doing it. That's according to the law. That's exactly everything that I've read online. And remember, again, I'm going by Florida statutes. I'm not making anything up. Now, I've explained what a secrecy envelope is. This is not a secrecy envelope. I've explained what the mailback envelope is. This doesn't have my address on. So how are they supposed to know who this is from before they open it? All votes preceding this vote for the changing of the deed restrictions, and I'm sure Becky can tell you that, were followed by the Florida statutes, and they all were not null and void. They were all adopted, therefore making them legal. Therefore, again, I say, this vote is not following Florida statutes and should be null and void. And if this vote goes forward, should and will be reported to the proper state authorities.
Any other comments?
By just the public?
Pardon me?
Just by the public now?
No, board.
Robert is absolutely correct.
Can you speak a little closer?
Robert is absolutely correct. I don't know. At this point, we could maybe, if everyone agrees, try to save this vote. But the secrecy's given away. The privacy's given away. It was a mistake. Would have to do it over and just throw all these ballots out. So, or with residents observing things, we might be able to save it, but I don't know. I don't know if we can. But he's correct. I took my return address off the secrecy envelope because I knew it shouldn't have been there and put it on the big envelope, taped it on so that no one would know how I voted because that's the purpose of the secrecy ballot. I mean, the only way to save it is maybe somebody close their eyes and, you know, and be observed that you're not going to peek and see who, how the vote turned out and use that secrecy envelope to check off the voter roll. And then, you know, so we've kind of got ourselves in a spot, but it just was a mistake. I don't think we should nail anybody to the cross over this. I feel kind of bad about it, but if we got to re-vote, let's re-vote and let's, you know, just avoid that one mistake. But, you know, Robert's correct. Absolutely correct.
May I answer his question also?
Go ahead.
Okay, number one, taking that address off of the secrecy envelope and putting it on the other envelope is called tampering.
Oh, okay.
Am I correct? It's called tampering.
Okay. Yeah, we might not be able to save it then. he's correct.
It's very much called tampering. And then you're in violation of the election laws. Am I correct?
Oh, darn.
I know. Shame on you.
Oh, well.
Okay, I was also told that somebody said, well, why don't we just take those off and put them over there? Number one, it's tampering. Number two, you got to get a hold of 700 people to tell them to do that. And number three, that's not the way it was mailed out. So it still will be void and null.
Right.
I know I sat down. I just wanted to sit down and just relax. Does anybody have any questions for me? I'd be glad to answer them.
What's your opinion?
Would you, if it was up to you, would you just throw all the ballots out? We got to do it over?
May I make just a suggestion? If I was Jack, okay, if I was sitting in that seat, you know exactly what I would do? I would say, you know what, Mr. Shortledge? You're 100% right. We are not following the Florida statutes. And you know what? I'm going to say this vote is null and void. And I'm going to let the next chairman do this.
Okay.
That's what I would do.
That's Thank a good you. Answer.
Karen Foote, 214 Holiday Park. I worked for Board of Elections for 5 years. When we all voted for trustees, we had an envelope that we put our ballot into, and we had to sign that envelope and send it to Board of Elections so they know who you vote for. Huh? If you all remember, you had to sign the envelope before you sealed it.
That's right.
And that was for our trustee vote.
Bruce? Bruce Crabb, 442 Neighborly Court. I think in my envelope at home, I've always saved every ballot since I've been here in 95. And I think that I have secrecy envelopes that have the names of the people on it. And I believe I do have those. If you people want to throw this whole thing out, which obviously a lot of people do, you know, whatever. We spent $4,000 or plus on this. I gave Jack a suggestion to recoup this. After the verification of the people that vote, so we're not having people vote twice, my suggestion was the trustees open the envelope without looking at it and put the ballot in a box. There will be observers there, whatever. Then after they're all verified that the people have voted properly, then you take those ballots and count them. Mm-hmm. Most of the ballots are going to be folded to fit in that small envelope. They have to be folded.
Right.
So let's use a little bit of common sense, folks. Open the, verify that envelope with the label on it against our mailing list. Put the ballots right there in a box in front of people. Mm-hmm. Then have two people count the ballots on two separate sheets of paper and then tally the papers together. So each person is counting the ballot and then pass to the next person. Mm-hmm. That's my suggestion. That's what I wrote. That's what I wrote to Jack.
That's what I was getting to. I mean, we've got some very trustworthy people that could observe this. We could save this. We know it wasn't done right. Robert's correct. But at this point, do we throw away 4,000, then spend another 4,000 to do it again? I mean, you know, or do we want to get a count? Because we've got people that can observe. We can do it in the open, and at least we'll have a count. But I can't decide that myself, you know. Go ahead.
Mark Boda, 121 Holiday Park Boulevard. If we'd have done our due diligence before this came about, we would have looked into the statute and we would have done it properly.
As a resident and a board member of the park, I feel that unfortunately we did make a mistake, and I don't like wasting money any more than the next guy. In fact, I absolutely hate it. I don't like the fact that we spent $4,000 to do this to start with. I wish we could have done it for free. I'm a tightwad, sorry. But my concern is that if we choose to move forward, we need to move forward legally. And I would prefer to see us move forward in the direction that benefits the entire park and satisfies the questions that residents may have. I don't want to negate and just throw things in the garbage, but I'm concerned that if we don't do it properly and legally, that we could hold ourselves in some serious contempt. And I wouldn't like to see those issues come up legally for the park or for the residents. It could probably in the long run bite us in the britches. So I think we need to think long and hard about how we move forward and if we move forward. My opinion.
Real quick, I would like to know if we can get the Office of Elections to overlook, or not overlook this, take a look at this to see if what we can do to make it proper, or if they would accept it. If the Office of Elections could tell us a method that we could use to do that, use them as the authority, because they're the ones that are going to be telling us whether it's a good election or not. So I'm just saying, if we could table this maybe or do something with it till we can talk to them to see what they say we can do or can't do as an authority with that. That's what I would suggest that we do, because right now we're just a matter of people, lay people with opinions. I agree, we've done a lot of reading. Bob does real good research. I'm not saying he doesn't. I would just like to get somebody who's one of the officials that would be overseeing it saying yes or no, or yes, you can do this, but you can't, whatever. That's what all I'm saying.
I agree, Keith.
Right.
I agree.
Can we actually get someone from the Board of Elections to look at this and figure out if we've done it? Will they do that for us, or do we have to hire them to do that?
I think we have to, somebody needs to contact them to see what can do. Right now we don't have that information, whether we can do it or not.
Yes, I do suggest that we table this so that this can be pursued with the Board of Elections is the course of action. So we're finished with the discussion.
May
right
I
now.
Finish speaking, please?
No, we're done with that issue.
I am going to speak no matter what you say. I have to say, listen, this Florida statutes is a law. When you break the law, you will be prosecuted, period. You will be prosecuted. Yes, you can say we're going to do it this way or we're going to that way. If you don't follow that law to, and I see a man over here shaking his head that's on the board. If you don't follow that law to the letter of the law, you can all be prosecuted, period.
We know that.
We did not say we're not following the law. All I said is we're temporarily not pursuing it. I think that was pretty clear.
Okay. Okay. So we're taping this until next meeting.
This has been tabled.
This is tabled. Oh, sorry. We're moving on to item D, the proposed cancellation of the 1227 workshop meeting. I had several inquiries about vacation and that sort of thing and this meeting. So I'm asking the Board of Trustees to act on a motion to either cancel or keep the meeting for 1227. Looking for a motion.
I'd like to make a motion that we keep the meeting as scheduled.
I will second that. Keith. We're taking discussion. Let's do a little discussion first. And then we will.
People that's here, I mean, you guys? Oh.
Well, they're going to have to vote on it, so we'll know how they feel. But
we have to have a motion in order to discuss it, per Robert's Rules of Order.
I thought you made, right?
I did.
You've
I
done
did.
That, and
that's
Keith
why
seconded
I made the motion.
Yeah.
And you seconded it, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, now we can have some discussion. Board of Trustees.
I think we should have the meeting because we're going to have the answer on this ballot that we're not talking about anymore by then. And I think it'd be good to let the public, the residents know. What's the supervisor of elections says, let us know if we can save these ballots, which, you know. Yeah. So for that reason alone, maybe we should have a meeting.
Well, we have one the 13th.
Yeah, but you said that the ballots are going to get counted on the 14th.
Well, that's true. Thank you.
You know.
Okay.
We should have knowledge of what we're going to do by the next meeting.
Right. We'll have the answer. Maybe in the meantime, we should ask a supervisor election person to come over here, see where we're at, and I think it's going to be a no-brainer for him.
So are you saying maybe table this thing till next meeting? Till we find out whether we can know or not know. But my thing is, if we're not going to count them to the 14th, we need some meeting after the 14th. Doesn't necessarily have to be on the 27th.
Oh, right. We can
change the date, but we do need to have some meeting before the reorganization meeting, the first Monday in January or Tuesday in January, and after the ballots, if we count them, or what's going to happen with the ballot. We need something after the 14th.
Right.
Well, if we're not going to use it, why are we counting them?
That's why we're saying we're tabling this till we find out whether we are going to use them or not. Look into this more.
Our next meeting will be the 13th.
When's our next meeting?
Of December.
The 13th
of
December.
Our next meeting is December 13th.
The day before we'll know at the earliest. A supervisor election person could probably tell us tomorrow, hey, whoa,
yeah.
You know, based on what we've already done, based on the ballot box being out there unsecured, based on return addresses on all the secrecy envelopes, it's a no-brainer. They're going to say this is no good. Right?
We already discussed that, I think. So, you know, let's vote on this.
What we're talking about. I'm sorry, Jack. Thank you. We're getting off topic here. We're talking about whether we're going to have a meeting on the 27th or not. The other issues are in the past. We need to move forward. Thank you, Jack.
Okay. Anything else?
Was there anybody that needed to have it canceled? I mean, was there a reason why it was placed? I'm just out of curious.
I'll be away to 27th. I know that.
I'm sorry?
I'll be away to 27th.
You'll be gone?
Well, it's Christmas time.
I will be away to 27th.
That's why.
I was supposed to go to my grandson, my son's, but I'm not.
That's why it was brought up, because Cheryl already told me she wouldn't be here for the workshop meeting in November and December. She'll be here for the other meeting, but not the workshop. So I didn't know if anybody else had that on their agenda. I know people were saying no, and I know that a lot of people are maybe traveling or whatever else. So that's why it's been there. In the past, the schedule is put out at the beginning of the year. And then along the way, a meeting is dropped here or there or something added. But the schedule is for the second and the fourth Monday. So that's why 27th is on that schedule that was printed back in January. And well, this isn't the first time we would have canceled a December meeting. Yeah.
With all the stuff that's going on, I think we need the meeting, whether it's on the 27th or the 26th or I think we need the two meetings to clear all this stuff up.
I agree we need a meeting, but the problem is anything after Christmas into New Year's, are we going to have enough board people to form a quorum? That's why I'm saying we need something later so we can tell what's going on. However, I would like to even maybe change the 13th or find out whether we can have the vote or not. Because if we can't have the vote, we don't need the meeting.
Yeah.
Right. So you want to do an earlier one in December? I'm asking them a question. With just a second. I asked them if they would like to have a meeting before that, if that's what they're talking about. It's kind of hard sometimes when everybody's talking up here. I don't hear. I forgot my hearing aids. Sorry. So now I'm back to trying to find out.
Cherie, question real quick. If we talk to the Board of Elections here in the near future, can we set up a special meeting just to talk about whether we're having the election or counting it or not?
Absolutely. And I don't think this is just a one question issue. I think when this is presented to the Board of Elections, our attorney, it's multifaceted. There's several issues here. It's not just one. It's an envelope. There's several different things that need to be addressed. So I believe that, yes, I will see if someone is available to attend one of our meetings. I'll explain the situation and we'll take it from there with the trustees, with your, whatever you want me to do under your direction. But this is multifaceted. This isn't just one issue. There's several. So
And trying to figure out a day right now would be a little difficult without knowing stuff. So if we can get some knowledge and have a special meeting to take care of that, maybe we still can have our Christmas vacations or whatever, but we need just to work this out. Because I really do feel that we're going to be put on the spot.
I do.
Christmas and New Year's, yeah, to come up with a quorum is going to be difficult. And yeah,
I think what might happen, don't hold me to this, I think some of the things that have happened will be acceptable, and I think some of them will not. I think that, like I said, it's multifaceted, and it's certainly up to them to decide and give us direction from there.
And as soon as we find out, we can maybe put out a special meeting.
Okay, I need to call point of order again, please. We're getting off topic. I know that there's a lot to go with what happened a moment ago, but we're still on the issue of whether we're going to have a meeting on the 27th. We either need to vote yes or no to get that out, and then if we need to go back to that other item and revisit it since it was tabled, that's something that the chairman should decide on. I know there's lots of questions about that, and I understand that, but that shouldn't have anything to do at this point with whether we're going to have that meeting on the 27th. So we either need to call for the vote, or we need to determine if we're going to table even that issue if the chairman so chooses to make that decision.
I'm just processing the information. We have two definitely already that know they won't be here for the 27th. I understand. I can do math too. Thank you.
I'll be here. The only day I won't be here is the 28th, which is my birthday, and I'll be at Siggy's.
Me too.
Happy birthday.
That's my daughter's birthday.
I have one suggestion is that we table this until we get the other table cleared up, so that we have some accurate information to work with, and then take a look at a meeting date. Because if possible, we could move it up to the 20th, the Monday before.
Bruce Crabb, 1242 Neighborly Court. I was just going to say, put it off till the next meeting. If you decide you want a special meeting, you can still do it prior to Christmas.
Yeah, but we need to have this information before the 13th, because we're talking about counting stuff. And I think we need, my point is to table it till we get some information, then have the district manager figure out a date we can talk about this to see what we are doing. Right, these dates we're talking about right now, the 13th and 27th, are too far away.
Net reg is 409 Holiday Park. Constantly with this, get information. So I'm sure our district manager call the Board of Election tomorrow, tell them our predicament, call our attorney tomorrow, and then make the arrangements, and you all get together. This is for the good of the park.
Sounds good.
I will table this motion for canceling the meeting, or propose to. Okay. Mm-hmm. Ron, with the ACC report.
Well, Ron Foote, 214 Holiday Park. I'd like to thank the board of directors for approving Dave Curtis to our board. He'll be a good asset to us. And we need all the help we can get all the time. We are in the process of starting the final inspections on the stuff that we wrote up. And I appreciate anybody who has already accomplished their write-ups to call the numbers on the bottom of that letter so that we can go out and reinspect. Don't call the office, just call us. We're waiting to send out the second letter to get it back from the attorney and I guess the office to type the letter for us. And the next ACC meeting will be on Tuesday, December 7th at 9:30. If anybody has any complaints or questions about our write-ups, to please come to that meeting and we'll discuss it then for you. And I would really like to thank the people that have called us and that have been doing their write-ups and taking care of their infractions, if you want to call it that. I appreciate all that. And the ones that are done, I would like to have you call me or Bill, and we keep a list of it. And a lot of times I don't answer my phone. And the only reason I don't answer, it goes to my voicemail. I have your telephone number down, and usually I get their address, and we have another paper where you fill out. And we put that all down to keep track of everybody. So it's not that I'm trying to ignore anybody. That's just our procedure at our house, how to take care of things. But again, I do thank everybody who's been doing their things. I think the park's looking a lot better. And the little things like the numbers on the mailbox, I've had a lot of the residents that went out and bought a whole two or three sheets of numbers to just get the two or three they need for their house. And they've graciously donated them to us. And when we're out doing inspections, if it's just a mailbox number, we'll put them on the mailbox. If the homeowner wants one on their house, we're waiting to ask them before we do it because we don't want to put in the wrong position for them or the wrong color. You know, we don't mind doing it on the mailbox, but I'm not going to do it on the house without their permission. And I think that's about it.
Okay, thank you. We're at item 11, public comment.
He's back.
Bob Shortledge, 190 Holiday Park Boulevard. As you noticed, you came in, there was some papers there. We had a, what they call a town hall meeting on Friday night. We gave every one of the board members what came out of that meeting. Now, and I'm going to say, if this has to be done all over again, I'm hoping that you will take what the people have voiced their opinions on that piece of paper there. Because we wrote down most of five of the really hard ones that they really want. And this was majority. This was not minority. This was majority. So all I wanted to say is we gave you each a paper of that. And everyone in here, if you didn't get one, they're probably still on the table as you come in there. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mark Bodo, 121 Holiday Park Boulevard. At the last meeting, I brought up that at the, as you had referred to, about having the meeting of the candidates, that when the question was asked, were you told that you had to run for a specific position on the board? Karen Allen, you said yes. I would like to know who told you you had to run for a specific seat. You made a comment that you've been on many boards and served on many boards, so I surmise that you know that no one can tell you to run for any specific seat on any board.
There was not one person that told me. There was several. Like, I would ask, what do I do? How is this done? I don't know. I've never done this before.
So you weren't told?
They just suggested or told me to go back to where I was.
Thank you.
That's telling me. I don't know how you interpret it.
I just wanted to hear it from you.
Well, you got it from me.
Thank you.
You could have come up and asked me. I would have told you.
I wanted to be a part of the record. Keith.
I don't lie.
I'm not accusing you of lying. Okay. I'm just asking a question. Last time I was up here, I asked about the checks and balances and about the checks that you signed for the candidates to present to the Board of Elections. You kept your face down and you didn't have an answer. Cherie answered me. Carol answered me. So I'm asking you, how is it that you let them go by and you didn't question why we're writing checks out to the Board of Elections?
I just, we've paid stuff to them before, so I just signed them. We've paid to the election people before for bonds and when they get elected, we have $10 and stuff. So I just did that way.
We
have paid other checks to them. Maybe not for the $25, but other checks we have.
So I'd hope in the future that when you're signing something, you're looking at it a little closer.
Always try.
Thank you.
Bruce Crabb, 442 Neighborly Court. I have to say something about what's going on in this park. There is probably not a trustee, well, maybe one or two, sitting on this board right now that has not asked me what seat to run for. Am I correct? Have you both talked to me in the last couple of weeks about what seat to run for? Did I not tell you to run for your seat?
You encouraged me.
Did I say why? Because
that seat. I was thinking
about
it.
Yes.
You kind of.
I tried to guide people who asked me questions in this park. I'm getting a little bit tired of this stuff that's going on in this park. These people in this park are trying to destroy this park.
I agree.
And all of this crap on Facebook is baloney.
Anybody else?
Just so you know, Bruce didn't twist my arm. Bruce didn't twist my arm, and quite frankly, occasionally I go over and ask him a question that I don't have an answer. He gives me, at least he steers me in the right direction. And so far, the mistakes I've made, I own them. He don't.
Any other comments?
Joan Acanero,
1180 Floral Court. This might seem kind of minor to compare to what everything else is going on, but we approved $1,500 a couple of weeks ago for the gator to get that fixed. And I haven't heard anything whether we ever got it fixed, if it costs $500 or if it costs $800.
Supposedly it's going to cost us $600. We're going to have to call the police or call an attorney. The guy had COVID. Then he was in the hospital. He got out of the hospital. Sometimes he answers. His secretary will call us. That was
so
as of last Thursday.
Here? We don't have it here?
No, it wasn't running. And that's why we brought it there. We trailered it.
Okay.
So it's time to be proactive.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Net Regas 409 Holiday. Just a question, Cherie. Why have you ordered so many more of those cigarette disposal units when we have enough? There must have been a half dozen out there.
No, I think we ordered three more because the other ones were broke and people were putting cigarette butts out on top of them. So they looked pretty trashy. I think we're trying not to look like a trailer park here. So I think $40 or $50 per cigarette, you know, thing isn't going to kill us.
Yeah, but if you were going to replace one or two, there must have been a half a dozen out there.
There were three.
Any other comment? Board of Trustees, your turn. You have any things to comment?
I have one thing. Back to the last meeting, I made a statement in the last meeting that a couple of residents noticed could have been construed that I was breaking the sunshine law because I referred to a conversation after the previous meeting as we. I said we talked about it after the meeting. I was talking to my wife. She did some research on the gate warranty. That we didn't have the details of the warranty information available to us. We actually voted on it and approved it. But she did some quick research. And when I got home, she told me what the warranty was because she's familiar with the company. And now we got that information duplicated from Cherie from CDA Solutions. So I'm sorry I used the word we, and all the trustees know I didn't talk to any of them about anything. But I'll better be careful and very specific if I say we talked about it after the meeting. And I appreciate the residents that pointed out that it could be misinterpreted, and certainly I didn't talk to any trustees. But there's one other thing. I don't know what's going to happen. I suspect when the supervisor of elections comes, you know, that Cherie talks to, they come and look at the situation, they're going to say, whoa, you got to stop. This isn't no good. But I'd be curious, as all of you might be, what would the results have been? Now, if it happens to be something outrageous, like 80% against, maybe the board can make an intelligent decision not to spend another $4,000 to find out it's 80% against. So in a non-binding way, let's open these ballots up. And if it's overwhelmingly defeated, the next board will know we need to get a new deed restriction committee, redo the deed restrictions. Never mind, it didn't pass by an overwhelming amount, and we can save ourselves the second $4,000 on the current revised deed restrictions. But I'd like to know, I know Bruce would like to know, probably everybody would like to know, what was the results? It'd be a darn shame to waste $8,000 and it have it be defeated. We're into it for four right now. If it's going down in flames, 80% or something like that, let's not waste another four. That's all I suggest. I don't know. And we can have residents observe it. If they're not going to count, we can just do it right there. I mean, let's find out what the results are.
As long as the key word is non-binding.
It's non-binding.
And I just want to say one more thing. If you all have any questions, please come to the office. All right. If you want to embarrass me or call me out at a board meeting, fine. But if you have a question for the office or question on things that we're doing, just come to me. Come to see me, Lori or Kathy. We have nothing to hide. I don't think that's very funny. I think it's the truth.
I do have one comment. Today I was on Center Road in my golf cart, and I was talking to another board member, and he said he was going one place, I was going another. We did not discuss business. Actually, we discussed Bruce. And I come down towards here, and some lady, and I'm a little upset if I call her that, said, you cannot talk to another board member because it's against the sunshine law. Hey, folks, I have now read over 600 pages of sunshine law, ADA law, special district law, and I'm still trying to figure out what the heck's going on. But if you're going to get up from now on and tell me that I'm breaking the sunshine law, you better know that I am breaking it, because I'm going to ask you, where did I break it, and tell me where I broke it. I'm not going to let you come up, say that, turn around and walk away.
Any other comments, Terry?
I make a motion, we adjourn.
No.
That's what I said.
No. I get to talk now. I just want to remind everyone that we are having our Thanksgiving dinner for the park tomorrow night at 5:30 p.m., followed by karaoke at 7. The sign-up has been here in the hall. We have lots of turkeys being cooked, plenty of good food. Even if you did not sign up, please come and join us. This is for you. It's not for me or anybody else. It's for you, the residents. And I'm hoping that you'll come and share this meal with us, share your blessings with us, and share your hopes and your dreams with us, because this is what the season is all about, is sharing and caring and giving back to each other. So please come. Now you can adjourn.
No.
And it's free. There's no cost. And you don't have to bring your plates or anything.
And I second.
I understand it's 50-50 also on that.
You know, I saw where that was on thingy, but I didn't know anything about it until I saw it. So I don't know who's doing
it. So if there's 50-50, bring your money.
I make a motion, we adjourn.
I heard
it. I second the motion.
Second. All in favor, raise your hand. Aye.
Thank you.